Well, good evening, everybody. My name is David Litt. I'm calling in from Colorado tonight. So glad to have you listening in. Our subject tonight is how to host a healthy happy hour, and we've chosen that subject because tomorrow is the last of our national healthy happy hour days for the year, and we're going to be talking a good bit about how to invite and how to promote healthy happy hours, what to do at your healthy happy hour, how to follow up after your healthy happy hour, and I've got Geraldine Camarillo, four-star crown from Hawaii, and Kelly Bono, crown from Florida, going to be helping me out on that. But before we do that, I've got a couple of quick announcements, and then we're going to bring on our owner, Amy Venner, who's got a very exciting special announcement. So a couple of corporate announcements before we get to our special announcement. We've got a new lifestyle blog that we're going to be introducing tomorrow, and I think this is going to be an amazing, amazing addition to your tool chest of contacting and inviting people to learn about our program and our lifestyle. It's also going to be something that's going to be informative for you. So a good bit of it's going to be about Purium products, but a good bit of it is going to be about food and fitness and education and inspiration. We're going to have recipes and research and all kinds of great info that's going to keep you and keep your team engaged in what we do here at Purium. So I don't have time to go through all the details, but be looking tomorrow. If everything goes right technology-wise, not only will we be launching the blog, but it's going to be launching on your replicated website. So when you go to mypurium.com/whatever your website is, right in the top, it's going to say blog, and you can click on it and see this brand new, beautiful blog. And we'll be adding to it every Wednesday. So we'll be providing new content, you know, about 2 to 5 new articles every Wednesday. And over the course of a year, we could have several hundred articles on fitness and food and recipes and lifestyle, travel, work, all sorts of stuff that will be relevant for you. A couple of other important announcements. Our Spanish language power call, which has been on Sundays, the team decided that they'd rather do it on Thursday nights. So now after our business opportunity presentation call, an hour later, we're going to be doing the Spanish language power call. So that's 7 p.m. Pacific time, that's 10 Eastern, 9 Central, 8 Mountain, 4 Hawaii time. So Spanish call is going to be Thursday nights now. And as I said, National Healthy Happy Hour Day is Wednesday, tomorrow night. And we're going to convince you that it's still not too late to do some inviting and have some people over your home and to have a healthy happy hour, have a bunch of fun, share some drinks. And we'll get to that in just a minute. But we've got somebody standing by, not in Long Beach, California, but all the way across the country in Virginia, our owner, Amy Venner. And Amy, why don't you tell everybody what you're doing in Virginia and what's going on out there?
Well, hi, everybody. Thank you, David, for having me on the call tonight. And yes, I do not make it to the East Coast very often, but we had such an exciting thing going on. I just had to be here. So yesterday, well, I'll back it up. On Sunday, Riyadh and I flew 5 hours. We drove another 2 hours to go to Forest, Virginia. It's a suburb outside of Lynchburg, Virginia. And on Monday morning, we showed up bright and early at our third-party distribution center located there in Forest, Virginia. And I helped pack and get out the first 150 packages from our second warehouse distribution center located on the East Coast. So this really is a monumental day for Purium. It's a monumental week for Purium because we know that we have had loyal members and loyal customers and loyal distributors on the East Coast have to wait a week for their packages. And that's really hard. That's really difficult when you're so excited and you want to get started on your transformation. And so you know what? You don't have to do that anymore. We're so excited. We've got a 2-day transit time from our new location in Virginia all the way down to the tip of Florida and all the way up to the tip of the very East Coast, the very Northeast. So it's a huge, huge day for Purium, and I'm just so excited to be a part of it and to have come out here and witness those first 150 packages going out the door.
So that's awesome, Amy. So we could say that officially the East Coast facility has launched. Do you have all of the different products out there on the East Coast?
We sent several full trailer loads out. We've been working really hard in our production and logistics department over this whole month of October. So we sent several trailers out with every SKU. So the distribution center is stocked with every product, all the literature, all the gift cards. We are set to handle all orders for the East Coast out of the Virginia facility.
Nice. Now, I know that to kick it off, you're only targeting a couple of states just to kind of try things out. What are those states and what's the rollout plan?
So if you live in New York, Virginia, or Florida, you are part of the initial test phase. So for this week and probably some of next week, we're going to be working. We need to, you know, get all the employees fully trained and familiar with our products. So those three states, New York, Virginia, and Florida, are part of the initial phase one launch. And then by the end of the first week of November, we're going to turn on the whole Eastern Seaboard. So if you ordered over the weekend, your order's processed out of those three states. Your order's already processed out of the Virginia facility. And if you order tonight, your order will ship out of there tomorrow.
Well, that's fantastic. So I know that was something that you were doing under the radar. It was a ton of logistics and a huge, huge financial commitment from the company to double up the inventory and set things up for success. And so, it's very, very exciting to see your personal commitment to fly out there, make sure things are done right. And, this is really going to set us up for a fantastic transformation season come January. And, a lot of building right now. It's exciting to hear lots of people, out there promoting. And if you're in New York and Florida and Virginia, expect your packages to get there a lot faster. And ultimately, if you're east of the Mississippi here in a couple of weeks, you'll be getting your packages faster. So thanks for making that happen, Amy. It's a huge project and a big win for everybody.
Awesome. Well, you're very welcome. And we're, just really, really excited to serve all of our members and customers and distributors on the East Coast much better. And so, it's just a really exciting time here at Purium.
Well, two more quick things. One is Amy talked about the speed of duplication, and that's a big part of our business. And to get product in people's hands faster, that's a big part of what we do. And the other thing is also to have Amy involved, and Amy has made the commitment to be on these Tuesday night training calls every other Tuesday. So starting next week, we're going to be jumping back and forth between Million Mom Movement calls and business training calls. Anything quick, I don't put you on the spot, anything quick you want to share about what people can expect from your Tuesday night training calls or your Tuesday night calls that you're going to be doing?
Well, I think, people have asked me for a while, can you get on the calls? Can we have, more talk about how do we integrate this into working families' lives? And, I'm an example of that. That's what I do, every day in my own personal life. So I'm just really excited to share and to have some other moms who are really, living this lifestyle, who have changed since Purium entered their lives and have changed their families' lives for the better. Because I think so many of us as parents, when we don't know what we don't know, we don't know how to do the best thing for our families. So really, this call for me is all about, furthering that mission of educating and having people make more conscious choices about what they put on their plates and what they put on the plates of their children. So I'm just super excited to be able to further that mission every other Tuesday night. And I want to thank you for sharing your airtime with me to do that.
My pleasure, and as you said, lots and lots of people have been asking for it for a long time. So I think it's going to be perfect, and you can hear the word lifestyle coming through all, so many different ways. We've got this new Purium Lifestyle blog. Dave's changed his Wednesday night calls to the Purium Lifestyle call. Amy was talking about living the lifestyle of the Million Mom Movement. So, more and more and more, we're going to be talking about the transformation as a gateway into the lifestyle, and going to give you a lot of tools and a lot of different ways to connect with Amy, with Dave, and with the company on that regard. So thanks, Amy, for being on the call. Thanks for your hard work being out in Virginia, and we'll catch you back in Long Beach in another day or so.
Awesome. Well, thanks for having me on tonight, and look for your packages about 2 to 3 days quicker. So thanks so much. Talk to everybody soon.
Good stuff. Good stuff. Well, that was a special announcement. It's a big one, and like I say, I think it's going to have a huge impact on the rest of the year. It's going to have an even bigger impact going into 2016 and set us all up for success. So whether you've got a lot of people on the East Coast in your team already, whether you live on the East Coast, bottom line is that as our business grows, the East Coast is going to be a big part of it, and we're glad to be able to service everybody east of the Mississippi much, much better. So anyway, that leads us right into our training, talking about Million Mile Movement, talking about serving people better, talking about the Purium lifestyle. So I have a couple of friends that I've invited onto the call, Crown Kelly Bono from Florida and Four-Star Crown, Geraldine Camarillo from Hawaii, now in California, actually doing some events. They're going to help me to talk a little bit about promoting and hosting a healthy happy hour. So, Kelly, are you on the line? Geraldine, you on the line?
I am.
I sure am.
All right. Well, this is a power, power, power team. So I'm excited about having you both on. Thanks so much for sharing your knowledge about healthy happy hours. I know that both of you are constantly hosting healthy happy hours, as well as being invited to healthy happy hours and helping other people invite people to healthy happy hours. And you've seen a lot of what people have done right, a lot of what people have done not so right. And so we're counting on you with National Healthy Happy Hour Day tomorrow, sharing some of those good things. So thanks so much for being on the line. And let's talk about inviting first. You can't have a healthy happy hour without inviting people to the healthy happy hour. And I'm going to throw it over to Kelly and have her talk for a couple minutes about inviting to the healthy happy hour, some things that she does, some things that her team does, some things that they don't do. Kelly, I know you're a master inviter. Why don't you talk a little bit about inviting people to healthy happy hours?
Thank you, Dave. Okay, so, you know, we are in the age of social media, and so, you know, creating a Facebook event is okay. You know, it's like on the scale of 1 to 10, it's a 1. And so doing that is okay, and then, but you definitely want to follow up with a personal invite. So if I was going to invite, you know, Dave to the call, David, I would just, you know, totally, or David to the Happy Healthy Hour, I would totally make sure I touched, like, called him and said, oh my gosh, David, it's been so long. I can't wait to see you. I've got this event. You just have to come. And so when people know that they're wanted and that you really are excited to see them, I call it the excite and the invite. So we want to excite and invite. And nowadays with texting or social media or email, it's very easy for people, I want to say get off the hook, but it's very easy for people to just get busy. You know, one of my girlfriends invited me to a baby shower through text. She was practically my best friend, and because she did it through text, it let me off the hook. So, you know, we don't want to do that. If she would have called and said, get over here, I love you, I got to see you, I would have been there, you know, ASAP. And I did go to her baby shower, but I remember thinking, man, she's kind of let me off the hook. So, you know, we don't want to just send out an email, a text, or a Facebook without a follow-up. And you just want to let them know that you're excited to see them and you're just happy that they're going to be there and you love them. People don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. So just really doing that personal touch. And then another thing that, you know, we really do is always come with somebody. So if you're a team member and, like, we have these open HHHs where anyone can bring their team members or people can bring guests, always, you know, the guaranteed person, like the guaranteed guest is the guest that you pick up. So if you're going to actually, you know, come to a meeting, we want you bringing a guest. You know, go by and grab your neighbor and come. You know, if you're a team member and you're coming to a super HHH, grab somebody. You know, don't come alone. So in this business, you know, we're independent contractors, but yet we're not in business by ourselves. You know, we have amazing up team and side team and down team. And so really use that. You know, use that to your benefit and really just say, oh, my gosh, you know, come hop in the car. My best friend Dee Dee, every time she wants me to show up somewhere, she says, I'm picking you up at this time. And sure enough, you know, because I get home, the kids are yelling, my husband wants something, and I could easily get out. of it, but I can't get out of it when she's pulling into my driveway to pick me up. So that's another thing that we do. And then we also, what I love is just really, you know, making it a party. Who doesn't want to come to a party? This is, you know, have you been to a happy, healthy hour? Oh, my gosh, you're never going to be the same. You got to come. So it's creating that buzz. I mean, oh, my gosh, you think happy hours are great at the bar? Get to our happy, healthy hour. Oh, my gosh, we blow that thing out of the water. So it's just really creating that excitement and that buzz and, you know, making sure that that event is fun. You know, it's an hour, so keep it at an hour and really, you know, have music playing and just make it super fun to where everybody wants to come and it is a party. So, Dave, am
I missing anything?
Well, I
could tell you this, that, you know, your enthusiasm is so contagious that I don't care where we're going, what we're doing, I know it's going to be fun. And I think that's a big piece of it. Yeah, and I love how you don't talk too many details. It's just, hey, I love you. I want you to come over. It's going to be fun. You know, get over here or I'll pick you up. So, you know, that kind of energy, that kind of, you know, just you're in it, you're all in it, and therefore, you know, there's no apologies, no concerns. It's just all about, you know, hey, we're doing this and it's going to be awesome. That's really contagious. So that's fun. Well, I've got Jerilyn on the line. Jerry, anything you want to add about inviting, or do you want to talk about getting to the party and what you do at the party, what you don't do at the party?
Hey, I just love you, Kelly Bono. Thanks, David, for having me on the call. Kelly, you know what it is. I'd follow you anywhere, girlfriend, with that excitement. And I think that's what it comes down to. I love you too, Kel. And that's a great actually segue to I think Kelly did a great job on the inviting part, and now we're going to get to the meat of what is the Healthy Happy Hour about. And it boils down to what Kelly just ended with is the excitement. So even when you're setting up for your Healthy Happy Hour, you have to have that mindset and attitude that it's going to be a smoking party. And so there are so many components to having a very successful Healthy Happy Hour. And Kelly actually mentioned one of my most favorite is music. You know, you're creating this festival for Purium in your home, in your office. So you have to create that happy atmosphere, and one of the best ways to do it is with music. And you want to use the best appropriate music to raise the vibration of the event. You know, Pandora is a really great great resource if you don't have, like, a set playlist. And so if you have Pandora or Spotify, you know, make sure that it's that commercial-free Pandora so you don't have the insurance commercial playing. And my personal favorite, David, is the stations that I go to is Earth, Wind, and Fire or a Zumba station. That will always kick off a party. So make sure you always, always, always have music playing as soon as the event starts when people are walking in, because that really sets the mood along with your excitement. The other things that I know that we should have ready to use is definitely your Purium tablecloths. They should all be clean. Banners, your brochures are ready to go, and everything should be presentable. The other thing, a really very important component, is media equipment. So whether that be audio or visual equipment beforehand, to make sure you test everything. There's nothing like a bummer when you have the DVD playing and then it doesn't work or the audio isn't working on your TV. So you want to make sure that all the equipment is working, including your internet if you're pulling from Wi-Fi to play any of the videos. And beforehand, you really need to know which videos you're going to use. David, Purium has provided so many amazing videos at this time. It's like it's a smorgasbord, and so each of them has really great information. So know ahead of time which videos that you want to play at your Healthy Happy Hour, which then, of course, leads me to having an agenda. You know, it's really important that you also set how the pace and what time things are going to happen, because you want to keep the Healthy Happy Hour to an hour, right? So know who the roles are, who's the host, who's the presenter, who's going to be doing your mixology station, and who's your AV and media person, and, of course, who's going to be telling the stories. That, to me, is the key part of the Healthy Happy Hours, are the testimonials, whether they be the business testimonials or the transformation testimonials. You want to have a variety, and you most importantly want to coach your team members before they share their stories, because their stories need to be at least at the maximum, I'd say 2 minutes. And usually at the Healthy Happy Hours that I've been to, there's probably about 3 transformation stories and 2 business stories. So that to me I found is really important, that you keep those stories to a minimum, but they are concise and impactful, which is great for a team leader to really work with their team member, because that story will help to inspire so many people. And, of course, the products, right? You got to have your products. Keep it simple. The mixology station, you know, the best products obviously are the most obvious, which would be the transformation products, the Appleberry, Apothecary, Love Super Meal, and or Love Vanilla Chai with Almond Milk. Well, what's so cool is as we go into the holiday season, the eating season, as Tracy Fujikani would call it, you want to maybe also bring out those empty bottles of control pre-meals, probiotics, enzymes, and herbal fiber. Because remember, you've got your distributors, your team members who are coming with guests. And these distributors are also interested to know, wow, I didn't know about control pre-meals. What's that? Or probiotics and enzymes. So this is a really great way to display and showcase the living the healthy lifestyle of Purium with these continuation products. And the other thing you want to definitely have on hand, of course, is the enrollment component, which is your tear pads. The enrollment tear pads are so cool because it's a manual form on the back just in case your internet is not working. But you always want to have your iPad or your iPhone or your laptops ready to roll, because these guests who are coming are so excited, right? If you set it up right, they're working off of your energy. They're working off of all of the stories, and they're going to want to enroll. So have your enrollment tools ready to rock and roll. And again,
well,
you guys, yes.
Oh, I was going to say, Geraldine, that last piece there, I was so glad that you talked about, you know, begin with the end in mind. Make sure that you know how to enroll somebody. And I think that's one of the things that sometimes catches people off guard the first time they do a Healthy Happy Hour is, it's at the end, everyone's kind of excited, and now everyone's looking at you saying, now what? So, yeah, you need to decide, are we doing this through the iPad? Are we doing this through the computer? Are we doing this through the tear pads? And be ready to make that happen, and to be ready to ask for the order, or have somebody there who's willing to ask for the order. I think that's so important. You do all this hard work. You're doing all the inviting and getting people excited, like Kelly said. You're setting up your music. You're setting up your mixology station, which is a great term. I love that. You know, you got everything rocking and going, and everyone's excited, and they're playing the videos, and then at the end, it's like, okay, now what do we do? So it's okay if you're brand new. If you're brand new and you don't know what the enrollment packages are, you don't know the options, and you don't know the benefits and all that kind of stuff, it's okay. Just make sure you've got somebody at your Healthy Happy Hour, even over the phone. Because I know that some people will Skype in or they'll call in to their upline leader to help do the enrollment with them and for them, and that's cool too. So anyway, good stuff, Jer. Kelly, anything you want to share about, you know, the kind of on-site stuff? Geraldine covered a lot of ground. Anything that you want to add to or elaborate on that she talked about as far as music and seating and samples and displays and handouts and anything you guys do a little differently or you want to add on to?
I think Geraldine covered it. Girl, you rock. You're just making it a party. It's a party. Woohoo! Get excited, you know. We're having a party. Who doesn't want to come to a party? So I think the funner you make the event, the more you're going to get people coming back and coming back and coming back and coming back. And I would really say, you know, keep it to an hour. You know, I've made the mistake in the past where, you know, we let it go for 2 hours, and then the next time we didn't get hardly anybody coming back. It just was too long. So now when I keep it so short, you almost are keeping it to where they want more. You know what I mean? And they're like, oh, my gosh, that was – wait, you know. And whoever wants to hang out later, that's fine. But then we're not, you know, getting the mom that's got to be home, you know, because she's got to nurse her child. You know, she's not, like, feeling like, oh, my gosh, you started late. So I say, you know, if the party starts at 6, by 6:10, you know, you're, you know, tasting and playing videos right around 6:15. So that way you can get it, you know, up and cranked. So – that's just my
awesome.
Little tidbit. But thank you, Dave.
Yeah, well, good stuff. So last comments from either of you about follow-up, like follow-up either with once the people say yes and they want to get started or follow up on when your next Healthy Happy Hour is or follow up on the people who didn't show up or follow up with the people who didn't say yes, anything about follow-up that you want to share, because, you know, that's the last piece of the puzzle.
I think it's always great to lead with to the next event, David. So always have another Healthy Happy Hour planned out and ready to roll. That's, I think, a really key thing, too, because you want them, like Kelly said, you want them to keep coming back over and over and over again. So to have something set up ahead of time is really important. And, of course, for those who don't enroll that day, make sure you call them the next day and get in touch with them. Or after the party, just follow up with them and see what their thoughts are and how you can assist them in getting them to get healthier.
Cool. Any last comments, Kelly?
I love it. And then just, you know, calling people, even if they join, just to kind of give them that confirmation that they're, you know, that they're, you know, that they did something amazing and get ready for, you know, just an amazing, you know, life change and how exciting in this new journey. So just sometimes even when people enroll the next day, you know, there might be a little bit of buyer's remorse or fear. And so just giving people that quick call to say, you know what, oh my gosh, you made the best decision of your life. You're like, oh my God, really? And then they get all excited again. So I just find that, you know, especially when they buy the platinums and the launch, you know, I call them the next day and say, you did amazing, you know. And then it really gets them dreaming and thinking about, you know, dreaming and thinking about the future, you know.
Well, that's a great tip. That's a great, great tip, Kelly, is that, you know, once you enroll that person, you know, you can't just make the assumption that all's good, you know, to give that second round of positive reinforcement. And to try to set up that, you know, training and keep them going and get them to the next Healthy Happy Hour, getting them in motion, getting them a check right away, getting them on the product right away, all those things are really, really important. So we could go week after week after week talking about Healthy Happy Hours. There's so many subtleties and so many things. But here's what I'm going to leave you with, besides saying super thank you to both Geralyn and Kelly, is here's what I'm going to leave you with. I can guarantee you that you can come up with excuses of how not to do a Healthy Happy Hour. Why you can't, because they've got dogs, I've got kids, my house isn't nice enough, my house isn't clean enough, Thursday nights is hard because of this, Wednesday nights is hard. Figure out a way that you can make it work. Figure out a way that you can make it work. Figure out a place you can make it work. Figure out a person you can make it work with. Figure out some people that you want to have over. Figure out a way to make it work. Because once you take that first step, once you try it one time, it is fun and it is exciting. And you got the music playing and you're doing the mixology. And, you know, and then the next thing you know, the next one will be better. And the next one will be bigger. And the next one will be better. And the next one will be bigger. And then you'll have people who will want to be there. And you'll have people who want to do it themselves. And then you've got a business. So take that first step. Take that first step tomorrow night. I know it's short notice. But you can find 3, 4, 5, 7 people that want to hang out with you tomorrow night, have some drinks, play some videos, and just have some fun. It doesn't have to be perfect, but you got to get started to make it happen. So hopefully Kelly and Geralyn gave you a little inspiration. I know they gave me some inspiration. That's what we do Tuesday nights. And thanks so much for both of you being on the line. Really appreciate you sharing your thoughts about this important topic.
Thank you, David.
Thank you.
Thanks,
you all.
Kelly. Love you, girl.
Thank you, Geralyn. Love you guys.
Love you,
all right,
Miriam.
Good stuff. Okay, well, next Tuesday night you'll have Amy Venner on her first Million Mile Movement call, and tomorrow night you got David Sandoval doing Purium Lifestyle calls, and we've got the blog coming out tomorrow and product shipping from Virginia, and life is good. Thanks, everybody. Thanks for being on the call. Good night now.